He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. I want to turn the Bible to the St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, and read the first 10 verses there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3, to him that the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by their name, and leadeth them out. Verse 4, and when he hath putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I want you to watch that voice. This parable spake Jesus unto them, that they understood not things that were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. If I was going to title this message this morning, I was sitting in the living room last night, and all of a sudden I jumped up when God just put these words in my mouth, and I know they're for this morning. The thought of it is, the voice of a stranger. The voice of a stranger. We need to identify who a stranger is. Do we really know each other? Do we really know each other's hearts? Do we really know each other's lives? And I was thinking about the massacre up there in Newtown, New Jersey, where the boy took a gun and shot 20 children. And then first he shot his mother, and then the 20 children, and 6 school teachers. And I just thought, you know, that boy lived in that house with his mother, but he was a stranger to her. She never realized he would do anything like that. Did she ever think about him shooting her, then going to the schoolhouse and shooting those? He was a stranger. And you see, lots of times people are strangers, and we really don't recognize that they are a stranger. They might be in our own household. They might be our own companion. They might be our children. They might be somebody that sits next to us in the church. You can't tell who that they might be. The voice of a stranger. So let's kind of go through this a little bit. Jesus said the first verse here, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So there's no way. There's one way. Jesus said, John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now we want to identify a stranger. What is a stranger? And how many knows that Jesus and his sheep, they're not strangers with each other. They are on a personal basis with each other. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They go in and out and find pasture. And they won't listen to a stranger. They will not follow a stranger. We've got a world full of people that's following strangers around that they don't know. Even preachers that are strangers. They don't know. John 8:32 said, you know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I just looked up a few definitions of a stranger. Now, I'm talking about the voice of a stranger. A stranger, number one, is unknown. You don't know who he is. Some man comes to town and say, well, who is that? I don't know him. Well, he's a stranger. How does he get to be somebody that's not a stranger? He begins to fellowship with the people, talk with the people, learn the people, and do good with the people. And after a while, he's no longer a stranger. He's part of them. And you see, we need to have that in the church here. And we need to have that in every church. So a stranger is unknown. Another thing, he is unacquainted with them that he's in contact with. Did you ever have somebody live next door to you? They was like a stranger. They never spoke to you. They never visited with you. When you had a problem, they never came to help you. They were a stranger. Yet you know them. You've seen them every day. But they were a stranger. Stranger. Unacquainted with. Number two, a stranger also is one who deviates from the customary. That's one of the meanings of a stranger. He deviates from what's customary. In other words, he's not like everybody else. He's a stranger. He's different. He differs from the customary. He does everything different. He's hunting different things to do that's not customary. Amen knows that we have a world full of people like that today. They're striving to do things that are not customary. The next thing is one who causes puzzlement and perplexity. That's a stranger. In other words, he's not with the crowd. He's not doing the things that are right. The next thing is he has characteristics unknown to you. That's the one I kind of want to get into. He has characteristics not known to you. Did you know that every day probably we rub shoulders with or in the contact with or in the same building with, that their characteristics are different than ours? See, how many knows that the characteristics of the murderers and the killers, the characteristic is different than them that knows the Lord? Them that are the Lord's sheep, they're different than that. They do not have that characteristic. They do not have the characteristic to kill. The thief cometh not, he said, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So that's the characteristic of a Christian. That's the characteristic of a sheep. And there's a difference in a sheep and a lamb. How many knows a lamb is just a little, he's not learned how to hear voices and follow them. He might follow anything around if he's hungry. A lamb would, but not a sheep. So we're going to get into this here just in a minute. He said here, a stranger is not a friend until he is proven. How many know you're not a friend to every stranger you meet until they've proven that they're unharmful, that they're friendly, that they have the right characteristics, that they do things customary to what you're used to? Can't be a friend with them. Now, what is a friend? And I want to turn our Bibles to James here, just a few minutes. And let's go to James chapter 2, and we'll talk about Abraham. James chapter 2, verse 21 says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Verse 22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Verse 23, here's the one I want. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of who? Of God. Let's go back and read that again. That's very good. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God. So first it takes faith. He believed God. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. Then he was called the friend of God. Now, if he believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he became the friend of God, now here's what makes us sheep. If we all are a friend of God and have followed these policies, then we are a friend of God. So then if we're a friend of God, then we're a friend of each other. Simple, isn't it? We have to be a friend of God to be in the sheepfold. We have to be a friend of God to be together. We have to be a friend of God to worship God in spirit and in truth. We have to be a friend of God to hear and do what the Word of God said. He that heareth these sayings of mine, Matthew 7:24, and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And when the trouble came, it stood, because it was builded upon a rock. A stranger is not a friend until he's proven. You're not a friend of everybody in Sullivan, but you have some that's proven to be friends, maybe. They're your friend. God, we know, is our friend. If we'll just put forth the effort to to be his friend. Then we'll all be friends with each other because we have to, because we've put forth an effort to be friendly with one another. Simple policy, isn't it? The next thing I want to talk about, a strange man will tell strange stories and strange fables. How many knows the Bible is against that? Do you ever get around somebody and say, boy, he's strange? You know what it means? That means he's different. That means he hasn't proved that he's a friend of yours yet. You're a little bit leery of him or her. You want to be a friend, but you got to be in the sheepfold and you got to hear his voice, and then you got to do what he said. Let's go back to St. John, 10th chapter here just a minute again, and let's read that again. Verily I say unto you, verse 1, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So we got to enter into the door. What is the door? We have to find out what the door is. You can't enter into something that you don't know what it is. He said, I'm the door, and he on down here. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And then it says, to him, the shepherd, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth the sheep by name, and leadeth them out. How many got that? To him the porter openeth, only to him the porter openeth, and he calls his sheep by name, and he leads them out. You know why? Because they hear. They hear his voice. You know, there's lots of folks never, they go to church and they never hear from God. That's strange, isn't it? But he that enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by the name and leadeth them out. Verse 4, and when he putteth them forth, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know what? They know his voice. They're not following the voice of a stranger. They know his voice. You know, something causes people to do things, and they don't realize what it is, but there was a voice had to speak to somebody, that has to speak to somebody to kill. Or there's a voice also that has to speak to somebody to go to church. You don't hear it audibly, but you hear it somewhere down in your spirit. The sheep hear his voice, and they know his voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. They won't follow. Verse 5, it says, and the voice of a stranger will they not follow. So they know the voice of a stranger, don't they? They understand what the voice of a stranger is. They understand what the voice of the shepherd is. And they're not going to follow that stranger because, hey, there's something that's just not quite right. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The stranger is a strange storyteller. He carries on fables. Did you know there's a lot of people out here preaching in the pulpit? They're a stranger to me. There's a lot of people that I know, and they're supposed to be my friends, but they're strangers to me. They don't talk like we talk to God. Their attitudes and their things in their life is strange, and you have the same thing. Did you know there's husbands and wives? They're strangers to each other. They don't even know each other. Maybe they've lived together and as husband and wife for years, but they're still a stranger. You know, I'll tell you, and it's time that everybody gets a hold of God, and they're no longer a stranger in the flock, but they hear the voice of the Lord, and these sheep hear his voice, and the voice of a stranger they won't follow, and they will not hear that voice of a stranger. Let's take another thing here. What he has heard, a stranger can only talk most of the time of what he has heard because he knows not the truth. So a stranger that doesn't know God, he doesn't talk about the truth. He doesn't talk about the Bible. He doesn't talk about the Lord. He doesn't talk about church. He doesn't talk about the power of God. He doesn't talk about the blessings of God. He talks
fables and something else that pacifies himself because he is a stranger and he carries the voice of a stranger instead of the voice of the Lord. How many knows that we need to be the voice of truth? And how many knows who the truth is? John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And that person is not a stranger because he speaks the voice of the Lord. He speaks what he hears. How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? And how can he preach except he hear what God says? He can't be a stranger. We can't be strangers in fellowship with each other, can we? We've got to be on a basis with the Lord to the place that we're not strangers with each other. Another thing, a stranger talks heresies because he knows not about the truth. So he talks heresies. You know, a person comes into Sullivan, Missouri, and he's never been here before, and he doesn't know a thing about this town. He doesn't know a thing about the people of this community. And so how does he learn? He learns by hearing either that or direct contact. Now, which is the best? You know, you might hear anything about somebody from a stranger. They might speak strange talk to you. But when you on contact basis with a person and you become acquainted with them and you become a friend with them and a friend with God, the whole story changes. Facts of the matter is, the Bible says that we were strangers and he took us in. We were a stranger to him, but he took us in. And then since we fellowship with him and we read his word and we hear his word preached and we pray and we seek God and we read the word of God and we live a Christian life, we begin to realize how real God is and that he's not a stranger and we're not a stranger and begin to recognize each other as the sheep because we're not strangers with each other anymore. But a stranger, the voice of a stranger, can be a very dangerous thing. So, he knows not what anything until he gets acquainted with people and he begins to learn people. So his talk is bad talk, not good talk. Yet Acts 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power who went about doing what? Good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So our voice and his voice should harmonize. How many likes to hear these singers get up here and harmonize? It's harmony. It blends voices together. That's what it should be in our everyday conversations, that our conversation be different. Now let's go on here just a little bit. It says, to him, meaning the Lord, the shepherd, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Now to him the porter openeth. Now, we've got people today that are mixed up with all kinds of stuff, contact with all kinds of things, televisions, which we all watch television. We know we watch news, watch this and that, because we're acquainted with condition of the country and everything. But then you've got all kinds of things that you could get into that, and I was just thinking about the Facebook. You know, a friend, they call each other the ones that they can talk to as a friend. Well, now, wait a minute here. Really, are they a friend? Do you really know them? Are we talking to people that's not friends? They just say they're a friend? Whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I liken him to a wise man. Are we a friend with God? Has our works proved that we're a friend with God? A friend to God. He says, the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth them by name. They're really familiar, and leadeth them out. He calls them by name and leads them out. You know, I've heard of some people, you know, making contact and making friends on a computer. And all of a sudden, then they meet someplace or other, man and woman, and the man kills the woman. How many believes they were friends? You see, we're going to have to keep our friendship in a place that's pleasing with God. We're going to have to keep our conversation in a place that's pleasing to God. God doesn't want a something like this. He said that she said that they said that we said that we're going to. Now, that's not the relationship God wants us to have with each other. We need to make contact with people that's truthful people, people that loves God, people that's in the will of God, people that walks in the presence of God, and people that have the power of God in their life and they're familiar with. You know, probably everybody in here has got an enemy somewhere or other. So you can't believe the enemy, you got to believe the truth. You don't believe what an enemy has to say. The thief cometh not, remember, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come, he said, that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So let's go on just a little bit further here, verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Listen why. For they know his voice. Now, I've come to the conclusion, and I've watched people, and I've been in the ministry 55 years, and when you've been in the ministry that long, you've seen a whole lot, you've learned a lot. That don't mean I know everything. I need to know a lot more than I do. But that means one thing, that I survey things, and I go not by what is said about that person, I go by the fruit that that person's bearing. Ye shall know them by their fruit, not by what you hear. See, there's another voice there. There's a voice of a stranger. The voice of a stranger likes to get in there. So let's look at that just a little bit further. Verse 5, it says, and the voice of a stranger will they not follow. So they know the voice of a stranger, don't they? They understand what the voice of a stranger is. They understand what the voice of the shepherd is. And they're not going to follow that stranger. Because, hey, there's something that's just not quite right. You see, we got people following different things around over the country that they got no business at all messing with. Well, I don't know. God gave me this message, so here it is. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They know, listen to me. Listen to me this morning. If you don't hear anything else, the sheep knoweth not the voice of the stranger. Whoa, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that he done this and he done that. I was like what he said there in Proverbs chapter 6. It says, six things that God hates, and seven is what? An abomination unto him. The seventh one. And you know what that is? He that soweth discord among the brethren. That's a person that has abomination in them. That's something certainly that's not the shepherd's voice. That's another voice. That's the voice of a stranger. I don't care. Somebody said, I know that person for 50 years, but do you really know them? The thing of it is, do we know what they do behind closed doors? Do we know what they do when they're at home? Do we know what they do when they're out of church? That you see, they may be the voice of a stranger. Do you go to church? One preacher knocked on the door in St. Louis of somebody's house and said, do you go to church? She said, yeah. He said, where do you go? And she named the church, and he said, well, that's strange. I've never seen you there, and I'm the pastor. See, they said they went to church. They may have went there one time and said that they went to church. That's not a sheep. A sheep has to be fed. How many knows what the shepherd does? He feeds the sheep. So John 8:32 said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, who might be a stranger? We might think one who is a great friend, and they might really be a stranger if we ain't hearing right. It could be your kinfolk. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be your husband. It could be your wife. God help it if it is, but it could be. It could be a stranger. Could be a school teacher. Could be your next door neighbor. Could be a son. It could be a daughter. It could be a father. It could be a mother. It could be a church member. But maybe really they are a stranger. They have different titles. But that's my son. I'll tell you what, My son got saved about 6 months ago, and he was practically a stranger to me. When I sent him books to read, he throwed them in the trash. When I sent him tapes, he threw them away. But one day, he met the master. One day, he met the shepherd. He heard the voice of the shepherd. He knelt down, him and his wife, by the bedside, and they got gloriously saved. Now he's hungry for everything that he has rejected. You know why? Because he hears the voice of the shepherd. And the shepherd, and I hear the voice of the shepherd. Now we have fellowship with one another, but we were strangers for 30 years. Stranger. He's going his way. I'm going mine. I got to a place I wouldn't even say, "Won't you go to church?" Because he'd explode. But one day, he met the master. When you meet the master, and that love that she's talking about this morning gets in your heart, then you'll love everybody else that the shepherd loves, and they love him. Because there's a love that develops there that we have to have, and we need it. Verse 6. This parable Jesus spake unto them, it says, and they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, that's what he's saying to us, I am the door of the sheep. Now he said, I'm the door. Remember in Revelation, he said, behold, I stand at the door into the churches. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I'll come in and sup with him, and he'll sup with me. If I'm standing at the door, I'm knocking. I want to come in and get acquainted with you. I want to get in through the door. You're standing behind the door. And it says, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. How many knows the reason there's real churches and real Christians today? Anybody know? But some of you here never would hear the thief. You never would listen to it. So that preserves the church through the history of time. They won't listen to it. Let's read that one more time. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door to the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. The sheep, you know, the sheep lived on through it and wouldn't listen. Wouldn't listen to garbage. Wasn't hunting a garbage can to get into, but was hungry for the Word of God because there were sheep. And the shepherd was feeding sheep food, and they were eating the sheep food, and they never listened to what the devil had to say. He said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter, verse 9, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief cometh not. The devil wants to steal from people. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. Here's the story of it right now. The shepherd is offering the bread of life. The thief is offering death. So he said, I set before you life and death. Which one do you choose? Well, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house. I'm going to quit right here if they get a song ready.